Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached America Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young speaking, and we're also going to have our guest, Selena Lindsay, join us. And today we're going to be talking about chemicals in the pool water. Can it cause cancer? There's a lot of research that's already been done, and so you be the judge. You have your public pools, your gym pools, and others that are supposed to, they're supposed to place a sign that states the pool water contains chemicals that cause cancer. Do you know what chemicals you are swimming in and that these chemicals cause cancer? Is there a sign posted to warn you of the chemicals present in your pool water? So join us tonight if you want to just listen. Just call 858-769-4936 and you don't have to press one, but if you want to speak or ask a question or just contribute to the conversation, then press one, and then you'll be on the air. Hi, Selena. How are you? Hello? Hello? Anyway, Selena Lindsay will be joining us shortly. She'll be on the air, too. Okay, and there will be some others that are waiting to come on. They may be just listening. So one of the things that we do know that they use to get rid of the bacteria is chlorine. You know, so how safe is that for, you know, everyone? It could be, you know, hazardous to, can it be hazardous to your health? Is that possible? Some of the things, chemicals, that how they get into you is you either, you can inhale it or you can swallow it or it can absorb through your skin. Those are three of the possible ways that you can end up with harmful substance in your system. Hi, Selena. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Oh, good. I thought I lost you for a moment there. Yes, our hot topic, chemicals in the pool water. And I wonder, with the audience out there, how many places have warning signs? Because I know LA Fitness, you can go to one of their places and it has the sign up. You go to another place and there's no signs. And it'll say, chemicals can cause cancer beyond this point. So when you go into where they have the water, that's what they're talking about. I says, wow. So, what did you want to say about it?
Well, as you well know, we did one of the primary chemicals that is in the water, obviously, is chlorine.
Mm-hmm.
And chlorine in my business, one of them, which is trucking, when we transport that stuff, it has a skeleton up there. With caution, it's actually a hazmat type of product to carry on the road. So it's a known chemical that causes breathing problems and of course some of the things that you previously mentioned. The skin is very, very permeable. So not only does it get, you know, through your skin, your hair, your eyes, it is a possibility that it is a known agent that can cause cancer, along with some of the other stuff that they put in there, phosphorus, borax, a bunch of other things that makes the water look good and nice and blue. But all of these products are chemicals, and a good majority of them are known cancer agents. This is not 007, and of course I'm not sitting around telling people bail out the pool, especially during the summer. It's been very, very hot. In fact, very hot today.
But you may want to limit the time in there since, it's, you know, the stuff is being absorbed into your system. You can still swim, but I wouldn't stay in the pool for those 24 hours.
Absolutely. Anytime man tampers with something, because everybody knows you can't have a standing body of water and not do something to it to keep it fresh, along with you know, filtration system. And there's also a number of various different chemicals that are utilized in the filtration system. And it also collects bacteria, which supposedly the filter filters a majority of this stuff out of there, but it's still a bunch of these various different types of bacteria that's there. And as the chlorine gets burned off by the sunlight, it emits, when we say burned off, anytime you burn something, and it means you have a gas, which is emitted into the sky. And also while you're in that pool, you're breathing it.
Right.
So,
your lungs.
Exactly. And there are no, in my research, there are no cases that they pointedly point to and say, okay, this guy was swimming and got cancer.
Well,
okay, but they do know.
The problem with when they do that research is they have to have numbers. Without numbers, even if one person came down with it, and that's why they'll say it's not enough data.
Exactly. So supposedly they don't have enough data. But they do think, CDC does seem to have enough common sense that they did elect to say that, especially public pools and things like that, they're supposed to have signs which are able to tell people that there are known chemical agents in the water that could cause that possibility. And
yeah, the
like
stuff that they use to clean the pool with. You get right back in that with all that cleaning solution in there.
Exactly.
I read one article and it said that the chlorine creates something called DBP, and they said that's a disinfection byproduct, and that it can cause cancer and damage your DNA.
Well, the whole problem is back to what you originally said. They don't willingly show us cases that people, and of course, there would be cases because there are some people that spend the majority of their life inside of a swimming pool, especially athletes, Olympians, and things like that. And a good majority of them are known to have various, it starts with little skin cancers on their skin and behind their neck, on their ankles and things like this, and then they treat it. But there's no known thing that they can point to and say, and they don't want to either, that swimming in this pool created it.
Yeah,
but I'm the first one to tell people.
And then the filtering system of these pools, especially the public pools, they're notorious for it's not working.
Well, when we were kids, this is really bad. We were kids, you know, certain kids we didn't want to go swimming with because as soon as they jumped in the pool, they seemed to think it was their toilet. And, you know, you see the blue mixing with the yellow, you know, and you're like, wait a minute. I don't know if we're going to get in that pool behind this guy, but if you didn't catch cancer, we didn't see why you didn't catch a whole bunch of other stuff. Because they never really changed the water. They just continued to put chemicals in it. And these days, because of water shortage, they even less frequently do anything with that water other than continue to add chemicals to it.
That's LA Fitness and Laverne, the health department came and shut them down. And they also closed the one in Glendora until they fixed their problem. One of the people at their place said they have to replace their the filter because they can't pass the health inspection.
Well, it's a known problem at a number of different facilities. As you well know, a lot of YMCAs, either they're non-existent or they don't have swimming pools anymore.
Yeah, then I wonder, even people that have private pools, how well are they maintained before you get in that pool?
Well, most people that have, I would say a good majority of people that now have swimming pools has gotten to the point that it's an expensive notion. And so most of them, you know, they're not like Hollywood residents that somebody comes in and cleans the pool, you know, every week or every 2 weeks. Some of them, they don't do anything to that thing until it turns another color, till it looks like you can't get in it at all.
I remember someone wanted the twins to go in their pool, and I took one look. I said, I think they can do something else for right now. I didn't know if anything was wrong. It's just, if it don't look right, don't do it. That's the way I look at it, and it didn't look right.
And a lot of people that are in that unaffordable position try to maintain them themselves. And I know a fellow, he looks like he's doing a witch's brew, because there is whatever the box is, dude, that's not what he's doing, because he's throwing the box out there. You know, and he just puts a gallon of this and a couple of gallons of that in there. And when it doesn't look right, and then here comes some more stuff. And like I said, they don't really do anything except for when the water line goes down due to evaporation, they'll add more water to it. But virtually that same water stays there with more chlorine. And, of course, nobody goes out there and tests as to what the pH level is, the acidity, and all these kinds of things with any pool water. You know, it's just usually visual. So long as it looks inviting, then, you know, they're going to jump in.
And I guess the bottom line is you're going in at your own risk.
Well, that's a part of what this show is about, is let people know that you can take that invitation if you want to, but you're entering something at your own risk. And just to be aware that I think, and also too, you notice whenever you have a sports participation with swimming pools, they always have a rinse area so that you can get out of the pool and then rinse that rinse off. And that's the purpose of rinsing off some of those chemicals before you you know, you go back to the other area and shower, just to rinse that stuff off. And even at the beach, because they do some funny things over there too.
I used to think that the pool water was safe. Not now.
No. It's because it's everything is, when it begins to be maintained by man, which it has to be, because no standing body of water is going to remain fresh without treating it. And the only method that they have to treat it, because it has nothing that's living in it other than bacteria for living organisms, then it's going to have to be treated with the chemicals in order to supposedly make it safe. Unfortunately, now these chemicals are known cancer agents, because when you start putting in borax and phosphorus and chlorine and other additives, bluing and all these other little things, these are things which are known to react with man and animals and cause cancer. And people need to be aware and be more selective about which body of water they want to go and jump in. One of the things I think that would help people is if you're going to a health spa, then usually they do have a sign posted. The health department, just like they do at a restaurant, posts a sign up there to tell you that, you know, what type of rating that the establishment has. And you should take a look at that before you decide you want to take a jump in the pool or in their spa.
Yeah. And then some of the doctors are saying the three things that you should do if you're going to, you know, constantly be in that pool water. And one thing was limit your time in the pool. Rinse the water off. And, you know, for your eyes, because people end up, you know, the eyes are burning and causing problems there. They suggest that you wear those goggles. Because I know when I go to the pool, you see a lot of people putting those goggles on.
Well, I'm more pro with goggles because in the first place, to me, when you say rinse with water, and then if we want to start taking apart what's in the city water, we're running back into some of the same problems.
Well, they're saying it was better to rinse off with that than to leave all that because you have more stuff in the pool than you will in the water that you're rinsing off with. So,
that's correct.
It's just, you know, I say it's a sad state of affairs. That's what it is, unfortunately.
Yeah, darn if you do and darn if you don't.
Yeah. Hey, we're doing all these broadcasts. You can't eat.
You can't drink.
You can't, I mean, you know, what can you do?
You can't swim in it. You can't get on the bed because the bed's got cancer, you know, with plastic.
Yeah, so this stuff is serious. But the sad part is the public doesn't know. Hi, anybody that's joining us for the first time or the ones that have called in the past, this is American Health Crisis, your host, Paulette Young. And then we also have Selena Lindsay on the line, and she'll give you some more of her background a little bit later in the program. And we've been talking about the pool water that we all think is so safe, causing cancer. The research is in. You can go to any medical library, and it will show that it does cause cancer. That's why at some of your pool places, a sign up saying that it didn't say can cause. The sign I read today says cause chemicals. If you go past a certain point, and they're talking about before you get in that water, they're saying if you go past that door, that there's chemicals in the water that cause cancer. It didn't say the word can cause. It said it does cause. So anybody wanting to call in, again, the number is 858-769-4936. And if you want to speak, just press 1. Do I have anybody else on the air that like to talk, or you just want to listen? Hello? Okay, then we're going to continue to keep talking.
I guess we will.
All right, go ahead. You know, this is what's sad is, I'll be honest, I didn't know. I really didn't. I never thought about the byproducts that's produced from the chlorine. Because they mentioned about it interacting like with your makeup, people that put the lotions on and stuff like that, that it interacts with that
lotion,
stuff
suntan,
that goes
lotion,
in the water
all
and
that.
It creates dangerous substance for everybody. So how can you get in the water and not have nothing on? Nobody wants to be ashy. Oh, God, just the thought that the chlorine itself interacts with what you have on your body.
And half of what you would put on your body, all of those products have things that cause cancer. One of the most common ones when you and I were kids was called Coppertone. And, you know, it had the little advertisement of the little girl with her underwear hanging down. You know, Coppertone for the suntan lotion. And many suntan lotions have.
Wait, Coppertone is dangerous?
It has in it some of the same things, yes, ma'am.
It
does have in it, you know, things that supposedly, you know, reflect that ultraviolet light and, you know, keep the sun from burning your skin and causing, you know, a cancer that route. But some of the chemicals that are utilized in the product itself are now known chemicals that cause cancer.
So,
and it's just getting redundant because same thing happens. Like you said, you don't want to be ashy, but what would most people do? Use some Vaseline. Vaseline is a petroleum product. And that's a well-known cancer-causing agent. And you know, it just goes on and on and on because most of the products that are usually are used around water, number one, because people are looking for something that will, you know, float, plastics, all these different types of things that are used to keep the water from doing water destruction are usually cancer-causing type items, you know, various different types of polycarbons, plastics that are utilized in even a bunch of the pool toys. And those toys, when they're interact with the chlorine.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. But, you know, kids, when they're put in the pool, they stay a long time. There should be limits then. But if a person doesn't know that, you know, staying in the pool too long is not good for you because your skin absorbs, this stuff is being absorbed through your skin, that's just so unfair. I just feel there should be warning signs at all the public pools, which there isn't. Just when I went to, what was that, in Montclair, they had a sign up. Go to Laverne, they did not have a sign up. The public parks, there should be signs up, but there isn't. Yet they're supposed to.
Well, all of this is stuff
they're supposed
that,
to. They're mandated by the health department. I'm going to look into that because that's not right that the signs aren't up. You remember when now they don't have to, I guess, post those signs at the gas station that the gas contained lead and that it can be hazardous to your unborn baby. I don't know if you remember when that was posted at the gas stations. Now, because they've come up with a better way where you're not inhaling all the gas, the signs came down.
Yes, well, they...
And I think
all
just
the
way...
that should have signs up, they need to have them up. And it's up to the public. When you have a public outcry, then, you know, people go back to following the rules. You know, until then, they kind of, you know, their establishments get pretty relaxed with what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. I just feel those signs need to go up since... I saw at the one pool they had their sign up and it did not say can. It said it causes. They did not use the word can cause. They said it causes. And so, and then looking up more information, learning about how it can cause. I never thought about that it that is absorbed through the skin itself, besides inhaling it or ingesting it. You know how you swallow the pool water by accident. It's like, wow.
Absolutely. The skin is very, very prominent. Skin is, you can put oil on your skin and put your finger into a cup of water, and you'll easily see where, put oil in, into the water, and you'll easily see where it goes straight to your skin, and it's a sore.
Well, maybe we need to put a barrier, you know, on our skin before you get in the water. You know, we already have sunscreen. I'm wondering, do you need sunscreen before you get in the pool water? Because just like it keeps the sun from causing cancer to your skin, can it also keep your skin from absorbing the chemicals? Now, I don't have an answer to that one. But
well,
I know if you go to the beach,
the
they tell you
to
put
one, but
sunscreen
I can't tell
on.
You this.
Huh?
Most people that use a sunscreen, they usually end up putting more of it on because the water itself, the chlorine, deteriorates the the sunscreen, and they have to re-lotion themselves up to keep from getting burned.
Mm-hmm. So but I'm wondering, should that be a protocol when you're going swimming, period, not just, you know, out at the ocean and stuff, places like that, or outdoor pools, but, you know, and it could be an indoor pool. Should you really protect, you know, should you be protecting your skin for, or put a barrier on your body so that the body doesn't absorb it? Or if it doesn't absorb it, it'll be a lesser amount.
Well, and there are always, you know, certain components that, like you said, your eyes and, you know, inside of your ears and things like that, places that you just can't keep that water out unless you're wearing goggles.
Uh-huh.
Or and hair. Most people that swim a lot of hours in a pool, athletes, they usually wear a swimming cap, and they also wear the cap to be more efficient in the water because the hair, you know, it gets wet and it'll drag you down.
Yeah. Okay, for all those that are listening, you have joined in on America Health Crisis. We're on every Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific time. And if you want to just call in to listen, it's 858-769-4936. If you want to join in the conversation, just press 1 and you'll be on the air. And you can either listen or you can contribute to the conversation. Or ask a question. So, someone wants to send a chat. Let's see. Okay, I'm trying to remember how they do the chat. Outside, if the only way I know that is through the phone. I don't know how to do it another way. Let me see if I can. I'm not quite sure if I can answer the question. I'm not sure if I did it that way before. If they do, I'm not sure how it's going to come across on the board. If anyone's listening out there and you want us in a chat, it's better that you just call the number. Because sometimes the board that we're publishing it on, it's not, things aren't always going through the way it's supposed to. So if you have a question, just press 1, ask the question, and we'll talk. Hello? Okay. Anyway, we have about 1 minute and 30 seconds left. So, Selena, just say about at least two of the organizations before we get off the air, right quick.
We always talk about Southern Peace for Life, which is primarily the second largest food bank in Southern California, located at 1350 Arrow Highway in Laverne, California. If you are stressed and you need some food and you're within that area, please call area code 909-293-7735. And ask to speak for Fran, also, too, if you'd like to make a donation. The second organization I'd like to talk about would be Coley Outreach, which is run by Mr. Keith Coley. They deal with parolees and individuals that need homes and homeless. For consultation, please call area code 909-358-7391 and ask to speak to Keith Coley. As always, in closing, I always make this statement, we are pro-par, interacting with the poor in a way that provides choice and dignity, belief in fishing rods rather than fish, implementing sustainable environmental practices. We believe the changing behaviors that contribute to poverty is a method of choice that we need to take. If you're within the sound of my voice, I thank you for listening to this broadcast tonight.
And we'll be back on the air next Monday at the same time, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All you have to do is call in the number, and next time we'll see how I can do the chat part too, and so you can send in a question and we can you know, answer it for you. Okay. Good night.
Good night.